Hi, Creative Dames.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back to our podcast. We're here just kind of to catch up this week. We have a lot going on. Yep. Thanksgiving's coming. And if you guys didn't know, Black Friday is after Thanksgiving. Cyber Monday, it's a busy week.
Yeah, definitely. I know we're waiting for your stuff, right, for Black Friday?
Yep, I have a lot of stuff going on for Dame Boss. That's awesome. Filming content this week, so What's going on with you, girl? What's new?
My energy levels are like on the floor. I don't know why. Yeah, it's been like crazy because like mentally I just want to work and I want to do a lot of stuff, but for some reason like my body's just like, no, you're not doing anything. So I don't know, it's been a little rough the last week. It was been like since last week, and then today I still feel kind of that way, so I'm a little bit, you know, not my super hyper self, but I'm trying. I'm excited to be, you know, talking to you. It's always fun to do.
Yeah, it's always chill and nice to catch up. Maybe I just need, like, a little time to relax over the holidays, like, regroup.
Yeah.
Even, too, like, sometimes, like, cold weather, you're just like, I just want to lay down and snuggle. Like, I don't want to do anything. It's definitely hard to be motivated all the time.
All the time, yeah. It's not easy.
So before we got on here too, you were telling me about a podcast you're going to do on Can't Relate about tattoos.
Yeah. So we were talking about the tattoos, and Taylor was telling me that she wanted to do like some hand tattoos.
Yeah.
But like your concern was having to have like your nails always like on point.
Yes. Right? And I just can't really commit to anything that permanent. But yeah, mainly because I'm like, I feel like if you have like hand tattoos or anything like that, like your nails have to be like on point, or at least the look like I'm going for. I need like amazing acrylic nails, and I was just saying like, A, it's a lot of time, and it's a decent chunk of money.
Yeah, like I totally agree with that. Like I have like finger tattoos, and I haven't been doing my nails because I have no time, so I'm always just like trying to hide it, because you do get a lot of like, oh, it's set on your fingers. Yeah. It's like, then you don't have your nails, and you don't even have, I don't even have them filed right now, so I'm like, what fingers? Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't have any fingers. But here's my tattoo. Yeah, no, exactly. But you told me in Miami $25 for hands and toes.
Yeah, that's
or
how much,
fingers and toes. Yep,
that's how much I would pay in Miami. Hands and feet. It was right in front of my university, the FIU, like where I would go. And we would just go get like $25 manicure and pedicure in total, plus obviously some tips. So
yeah. But I can't even believe that.
And they would do everything. Like, they put your hand, like, I'm emphasizing this because I loved it.
Yeah.
They would put your hands inside of some warm water, soften your cuticles, and cut them up.
Yep.
I came up here, and I found this girl. She had great reviews, so I went to her. I was paying $80, and she wouldn't even do that much. Like, she wouldn't even put my hands in the water. Like, yeah, she would cut them, and she would shape them nicely, paint them, but that was it. The only thing that I really, really liked about that place was that she had like a week guarantee. So if anything happened to my nails, even if it was my fault, I can go back within the week and she would fix them for free.
That's nice.
Yeah,
well, that's good. Obviously too, like being an artist or a freelance artist or being in that creative space, like it does give you a little bit more perspective. Okay.
Well, people decide to start racing.
To, like, pay people what they're worth and what they deserve and whatever. Like, it is a lot of work. I just feel like if I'm paying, like, $40 to get my nails done, then maybe you could, like, soak them for, like, 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which someone could say, well, that's 5 or 10 minutes. They can't take another client. Mm-hmm. And everyone you get is, like, different. Because, too, I feel like you should tip and, like, all that other stuff if someone does a good job. So, that could be a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
But, anyways, I did not pay $25. I paid, like, 4 times that. Basically, after I tipped and everything else.
Yeah.
I think a pedicure starts at, like, $25. And I hadn't been forever, so I got the $35.
Yep.
Then I got gel. Then I got French.
Yep.
Then I got my nails done.
By the time you leave, you pay the same amount that you would pay, like, to go do your hair.
Yes.
Like, $200 sometimes. You're like, what is this? It's just my nails.
Yes, but it looks so much nicer, like, your nails done.
Yeah, it really does. Like, you leave and you're like, oh, that hurt my wallet, but look at my nails, though.
Yes, but even, too, like, when you're interacting with people or, like, when I'm doing makeup, I feel like my nails need to, like, look right. If they look, like, dirty or, like, which is disgusting or anything like that, it's like, okay, if I can't even keep my nails clean, how am I keeping my other stuff clean? You know what I mean? Like, I think they need to.
It's definitely, like, presentation, I get you. I think, like, beforehand, I was working a lot more with clients, like, face-to-face.
Yeah.
So, I had to do my nails. Like, I had to look on point. I couldn't be doing this whole bun thing that I have going on right now. But now, I've been doing a lot more, like, online stuff. So, you know, like, you're not really looking at my nails.
Yeah.
But... yeah.
But your nails still look, like, well-kept and clean. Let me see. Come here.
No, you're analyzing them.
No. See, they still look, like, clean, though. You know what I mean? They're just, like,
not even right now, but, you know. Yeah. I get what you
There's
mean.
A difference between, like, oh, like, you haven't got them done, but, like, they still look okay versus, like, okay.
Like, that looks gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's, like, hygiene. Like, if they're, like, dirty at the bottom and stuff, then
or just look different. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but...
that was a whole tangent.
That was an entire tangent.
But I feel like everyone who's listening to this can so relate. Mm-hmm. And even, too, I'd love to know how much you guys pay for your nails.
Yeah, do you have a good nail place that, like, you would recommend us to? Because I don't mind doing the traveling if they're going to do a good job and they're not going to charge me, like, my left eye every time.
Yeah.
I'll be happy.
Or even, too, if there are... like, I don't want to say freelance nail artists, but if you have, like, your own business, DM us, because...
we're looking.
Yeah, we need to get our nails done. We'd rather give it to you, so let us know.
Also, doesn't it waste so much time? Like,
yes.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love it. Yes, it's nice sitting there, not doing a whole lot, getting your hands massaged sometimes, but wow, you spent hours and hours and hours there. Like,
yes, I totally agree. There was, like, this meme-ish on Instagram, and it was like, can I just leave my hands at the nail salon and come back and pick them up?
Right?
Yeah, sometimes nails is, like, the worst. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you go with, like, a friend or get, like, a pedicure, it's not as bad, but, like, 2 hours later, you're like, okay, I'm over it.
I'm over this. Like, I need to go. I need to do something else with my life.
Yeah. I had one girl. She was so good. Mm-hmm. But she would probably take, like, 2 hours for a full set, and there was no paint on them or anything, just the acrylics.
No.
Literally 2 hours. Wow. And I'd just be like, yeah, let's just keep them nude. They were amazing. Right. Like, perfect. But I was just like...
it's too much.
Yeah. I mean, she's really, really good, but... I was like... just leave my hands there.
Yes.
Do you have a reclining chair so I can go to sleep?
I get you.
The struggles of being a girl.
It really is.
Yeah.
And even if you do them yourself, which, like, I've been doing, just so that I don't have to waste time going, I've been doing them myself at home, and even then, it's still a long time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. No.
I'm impressed you can do them. I suck. I literally can't do my nails.
I don't do them well. I just
I cannot. I swear I'll wait an hour for these suckers to dry. Mm-hmm. Then I move, they're not dry. I cannot do that.
I have the best top coat.
Okay.
It, like, makes your nails dry in an instant. Because that used to happen to me all the time. Like, I would do them, they would be perfect. And then I would just kind of move a little bit, and they were, like, all smudgy.
Yeah.
I have a good top coat. And
stay tuned.
Yes.
We'll be releasing it on our Instagram.
Yeah. We definitely would. It's the best. I take it to wherever I go to do my nails. Because I'm like, yeah, I don't trust anywhere else. Like,
That's cool. Okay. I'll have to try that. That's probably the reason I get gel too. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I just want it to dry.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time to mess this up when I leave. Yeah. I got stuff to do.
I already had stuff to
do. Yeah. The extra money, I'm like, okay, like, I just don't have time to wait.
Yeah.
So what else is new? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, my mom's coming today.
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. She's gonna come spend Thanksgiving with us up here.
Aww.
So I'm trying to get, like, as much stuff done. Yeah. And it's, like, today, because she's coming. So today's Monday. She comes at, like, 11 o'clock at night. Aww. Or 11:30.
Okay.
She's coming straight from work. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be doing any cooking, or what do you guys do?
So, we actually bought our food because we weren't sure if she was going to come.
Aww.
She was kind of still seeing that.
Yeah.
So, I got, like, a ham, and, like, we bought stuff to make, like, cheesecake and all of that. Yeah. So, that's really exciting. We're going to be cooking, and I'll probably be doing maybe some videos of it. Maybe I'll post it. We'll see.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Do you make, like, homemade cheesecake?
Yeah, homemade. Oh, like, from scratch.
That's what my mom makes for me every year on my birthday.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
It's the best.
It's, like, kind of, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's good. You gotta put in, like, the water bath and everything.
Mm-hmm. everything.
See? Yep. It's so good though. It's life changing.
It really is.
You put the fork in and you pull it, it makes that like
little
sound.
Sound, yeah.
Yeah, like it's got all the so good. So bad for you, yeah. But so good.
What about you? What's new with you? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. I think I'm gonna see my family on Wednesday. And then Thursday I'll probably stay here in Orlando. And then I have quite a bit of prep to do for Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And since I'm off for like the holidays, I'm not working retail. Right. I don't know if I'll go shopping or stay at home or I don't know. I feel like I'm free now.
Yeah, so much potential.
Can enjoy it. Yeah, like there's so much to do. What could I be doing?
Yeah.
But I might actually try to make some kind of food this year for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
To, like, bring to, like, some of the places I'm going. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. 2 years ago when I was living in Melbourne, I decided to go Black Friday shopping. So I did the Black Friday shopping in Miami, but I mean, that was chaotic
and gosh.
Dangerous.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so we never did it again. We were all a little tipsy. I remember that. We were all kind of tipsy after eating. We were like, let's just go.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. Let's do it. It was awful. Like, I got lost. Everybody got lost. It was bad.
Yeah.
So when we moved to Melbourne, we were like, okay, well, this is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
It's quieter. Let's try it out. Oh my god, it was the best.
Really?
We went to Target. It was
completely,
like, it was, to me, it was empty.
Yeah.
It looked less empty than, like, a regular day in Miami, to be honest. And people were like, yeah, it's really hectic, it's crazy. And I'm like, this is hectic. Wow, I wish. No. And we ended up buying a TV, just because it was a great deal. They still had. We didn't make a line.
Yeah.
It was the best. So if you're thinking of shopping for stuff like that, maybe try Melbourne. It's probably not going to be all that packed.
Yeah.
And you still get good deals.
That's true. Well, I live close to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've worked Black Friday there, it's really not that crazy.
Really?
Especially at the beginning, it's, like, not crazy at all.
What's
just
the beginning, though?
I would say, honestly, it really didn't get kind of busy till, like, 11, 12.
Really?
Yeah. But there aren't any, like, super great, like, doorbusters, I feel like, there. I feel like more, like Target with electronics and stuff like that, they would. I think, like, the Florida Mall would be really busy.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But, I mean, Hermes doesn't really have any.
That's true, yeah.
You know? That's like, true. There's a certain part on that mall where it's like they don't have Black Friday deals.
It's like you just
walk
there.
They're probably closed on Black Friday.
What is Black Friday?
Yeah, we're closed. We don't participate.
You don't participate in that nonsense.
Yeah, so if I find any really great finds, maybe we'll have to talk about it on the next episode and see what I got. Also, too, I really want to do either like a little Instagram IGTV or something like showcasing some really good like products and stuff I want to get for Black Friday, because I'm definitely going to be doing some Christmas shopping online. Some like really great companies that are also like women founded or women CEOs or
That's
stuff
awesome.
Like that, just because like when you really look, there are so many great companies that maybe you're not like seeing or you didn't find out about that I could bring attention to.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't know if I'm going to be doing any shopping, to be honest. I don't think so.
Just eating and sleeping.
Yeah,
chilling.
I mean, I have a wedding coming up, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun. Where's the wedding?
My wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
My wedding. I'm planning my wedding.
Well, yeah, but, like, next year, right?
So
you're starting
sure.
early? Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I had thought that we were going to do November 21st of 2020.
Yeah.
But because we wanted to do it in Italy, remember I told
you
about
that?
I'm thinking I might have to, like, extend it a little more just to give everybody more time, give ourselves more time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's, obviously, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And we want to have certain things there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that right now, like, with the way that everything is going, I don't know if you're, like, I think right now it's, like, we can have, like, 80% of what we want.
Yeah.
And we want 100%.
Yeah.
So if we would just, like, move it a little bit longer and save a little bit more money, we'd have, like, 100%. So I think we're doing that, but
that's
then that means
awesome.
Like, you know, not spending too much time, like money during the holidays.
That's
and stuff.
True.
Because I feel like I always go overboard. Like I always say, yeah, like I have a limit of, like let's say $500 for everybody, and then I go to like $1,000, and it's like, oh,
maybe
this
I shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. But that's really good. So what are, like, your three things for your weddings that are, like, a must?
My photographer.
Okay, awesome.
I fell in love with my photographer. She is... I actually went to FIU with her. Went to school together. We weren't, like, sorority sisters. Uh-huh. So we weren't in the same one. But we ran together.
Aww.
And she does, like, amazing photography.
Oh,
like,
I so cool. Yeah.
And, like, I've had stuff done with her before when I had, like, my makeup line.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was the one who took my pictures and all of that. Oh, so, cool. Yeah. They were awesome. I loved it. So, she is, like, a must.
Yay! That's really good.
Yeah. Other than that, it's probably, like, location. Mm-hmm. I really want to have it somewhere in, like, you know, Tuscany, like, that yeah. area, that region. But that region, especially, like, Florence, is really, really expensive.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Just somewhere there. I still have to do more research. And yeah. I want to have a makeup artist. Miss yeah. Taylor.
Hopefully, I would love to go. I'm like, just get me there and I'll be there.
You get me there, yeah. I will do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do anyone's makeup, lineup.
And that's in what Italy. The photographer is telling me. She's like, if you just get me there, yeah. I will give you free engagement photos.
Oh my
I will
gosh.
Give you drone work. I will give you a video. She's giving me all of this stuff for absolutely free.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
I just have to get her there.
I feel like, too, like, obviously, like, knowing you and, even just, like, being so kind as to ask me and, like, have the opportunity to go over there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And plus, I mean, like, yeah, you can probably get, like, a makeup artist over there. But you don't know how they're gonna be. They don't know your skin. Like, with you, I feel like I could tell you, girl, like, I have this kind of skin. This works for me. This doesn't work for me. Like, I feel comfortable telling you that.
Yeah.
Over there, it's a different language. I don't know them. We might
even
have to
different
do it
style.
Quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I definitely need someone that, like, I can vocalize to and I can trust. So when I need you there for my wedding.
I can do that. I feel like, because you do your makeup amazing.
I do.
Like, at some point, I feel like either have, like, a makeup artist you like, or you like their work, or you like being around, you feel comfortable telling me this is what I need, or someone, I don't want to say do it yourself, but, like, you do such a great job to find someone over there to be like, I don't like this, and I don't even know where you would start.
I don't know either. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, that's honestly, that was kind of like what I was leaning towards right now with like money wise I was like, oh, if I can't afford to, like, pay everyone's trip over there, then I need to, like, figure out what I'm gonna do myself, which the makeup was unfortunately something that I'm like, maybe I could do it myself. But I'm like, number one, I don't want to be having, like, to worry about it, you know, on that day. And looking for someone over there, I'm just, I don't know, I think I'm very, very picky with my face, and because I know what works on me.
Yep.
So if someone does something and I'm like, I know it's not gonna work, and they're like, no, like, it will work, it's like, oh, fine, try it, but I know I'm not gonna like it.
It's very true. Like, when you kind of, like, do your own makeup, or you do your own makeup, you know what works, and you know how you like things. And so, like, even when I'm doing, like, makeup on other people, or, like, for weddings, we do trials. There are so many girls that really don't wear any makeup.
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of have to guide them. And then when there's some girls that they see my makeup kit and they're already like, I have this, this, and this. And, like, they know everything. Then I'm like, okay, tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. Mm-hmm. Because you know.
Yeah.
Some girls, which is just because they don't do makeup or is into it like that, they're like, I have no clue.
Yeah.
Just put it on my face.
Do something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I get you.
We'll have to do, like, a bridal tutorial.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really fun.
I'd love that.
Like, even just so you can see, like, what you like and test it out.
Yeah. And so you can start learning about my very, very picky face that
I have.
Oh
my gosh.
It's funny, like, I don't wear foundation. Foundation does not look good on me.
Really? So what do you wear?
I literally just do concealer.
Really?
And then I do, like, powdered foundation.
Okay.
And that's what works for me on it. Because, like, I have really, really oily skin.
Yeah.
So once you put on, like, foundation.
Yeah.
And then you put concealer, I already look cakey. And it doesn't matter, like, how little bit you put or which one. Like, I've tried hundreds of them.
Okay.
Crazy amounts of methods, and it never looks good on me. It never looks like flawless, and that it just looks cakey.
Okay.
So I always just do like concealer.
Yeah.
And then I do powder foundation, and I love it. Like, it just works for
me. So do you put concealer all over your face or no?
No, I literally just put like here, and then I do my nose.
Gotcha.
I always put on my nose, and I put right under my eyes.
Uh-huh.
I do a little bit here, and that's it.
Powder foundation.
Yeah, and then powder foundation all over my face.
Do you use a primer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
What do you use?
Can you share it
here?
Yeah, of course.
This confidential information.
My secrets. Ooh. I use this one, the Urban Decay Optical Illusion.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is like bomb.com on my
really?
Face. It's oil protecting, so it really like keeps me nice and matte.
But not too drying?
Not too drying at all.
Ooh. I'll have to try that.
It's so good. I love it.
Stocking all your makeup. All my stuff. Yeah. So cool.
I have like all my palettes up there. A lot of Dame Boss up there.
Yay! All my little Christmas things. So cute. What was I gonna ask? Have you ever tried airbrush?
No, and I've always wanted to.
So with the airbrush, I used to have a different machine,
mm-hmm.
and I hated it, and I would never offer it to my clients, even if, I could airbrush is more money. If I could get more money, I was like, you know, I just really don't like how it looks. Mm-hmm. The other is what I'm more comfortable with, and I know I can get you the results.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have a different airbrush, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like, anybody who will let me do airbrush, I'm like, trust me. It's really good.
Yeah.
So I would love to try it on you.
Definitely.
Just to see, because once you put it on, it looks very much like skin, and that like sets.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go to a powder, but almost a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it remains like that all day, because you have really pretty skin.
Oh,
you just want like probably like a like veil, because obviously you need a little something on your face to like go with the rest if we do your eyes and
everything. I am a cake queen. Like, I love full coverage.
Yeah.
Like, I love when I put something on, I'm like 100% blank.
Yeah,
basically. Like,
yeah.
I love that.
And then adding the rest of it.
Adding it, it's just, unfortunately, if I go overboard,
uh-huh.
it really, like, I
too
can't
much.
It's just, it looks really cakey. But I'm down to do the airbrush. Do you set it at all?
Yes.
Okay.
So I do set it, depending to like on your skin, like I'll set it with more powders, or I love the Fenty translucent
mm-hmm.
compact thingy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
I love
public.
That. Have
mm-hmm.
you tried it?
I tried like a sample of it, yeah.
I love it. I think
mm-hmm.
it's like magic. It
yeah.
like blurs the skin too. Like, I feel like if anyone has like fine lines or pores or anything, it just like really smooths everything out, and
mm-hmm.
especially for some girls that are really dry, which I know you're not, but it's even
mm-hmm.
a great like blotting powder.
Mm-hmm.
It just like smooths everything out without making your face look dry.
Yeah.
And then I'll go in with like a heavier powder if you are more oily,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't like leave your face really cakey.
Okay.
That's my secret.
Awesome. I love it.
So I'll have to try it out. That would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. I want to do that. That sounds amazing.
Yay.
I mean, I love makeup, so.
Girl.
You know, I'm always down for that.
Yes. I love it. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll have to post like a clip on of it
mm-hmm.
on our Instagram.
Yeah. Makeup
sneak
trials
peek.
For the wedding.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that would
fun.
Be so much fun. Oh, that's awesome.
So like, I mean, if I'm doing engagement pictures, I'm gonna need
yes.
my makeup done too. So that's a different look.
Yes. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Yeah.
We need like a, not a DIY, but like an episode all about wedding planning.
Wedding planning, yeah. I need tips for wedding planning. So if you have any tips, especially like destination weddings, send
yeah.
them my way, please.
That's awesome.
I was not born with that gene of wedding and I'm ready for a wedding and I know what I want. Like, I thought I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
But now actually getting it done is kind of a really difficult thing.
It's
so.
A full-time job.
Yeah. I can see why wedding planners are
yeah.
existent. 100%. But they're so pricey. But I mean, they do a lot of work, so
yeah,
I understand why they're pricey. They're definitely worth it. But that was another thing. I'm like, I really need a wedding planner, but because it's a destination wedding,
yeah,
it's like, do I get a wedding planner here? Do I get one over
yeah.
there? Do I get? Ugh,
I guess
so
if
much.
Someone in like the venue, if they recommend someone
mm-hmm.
like at that venue, maybe use them.
Yeah.
I know when I went to Italy, for the most part, everyone spoke English or was like very helpful and it was easy to communicate. You speak
mm-hmm.
Spanish, right?
Yeah.
So It's not the same, but words are similar.
I took 2 years of Italian.
Oh, okay. In college, well, you're good.
But I learned two words.
Oh.
So I learned how to say pencil and book bag, but I get them confused. So I'd just be asking for a pencil and a book bag.
Okay, well, that probably won't help you very much. Maybe the pencil.
Maybe the pencil.
Unless you say book bag. But no, I only say that because when we were over there, like, Brian would be saying stuff, and I'm like, Brian, that is Spanish. Like, we're in Italy. He's like, no, it's the same.
Close enough.
The numbers or something like that's the same. And I'm like, okay, I just want you to know, like, we're not in Orlando. You're in Italy. It's not the same.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, oh, I know, gosh. I don't really have any idea, but let me help you.
That's it. Do you speak another language?
No. Mm-hmm. And I will say, like, I went to high school. I grew up in Ohio for, like, 19 years, and I took 3.5 years of Spanish, because once I went to level 4, Spanish just always made me, like, uncomfortable, because I always felt like when I was saying it was wrong. I'm very shy, so I felt shy speaking English, let alone Spanish, so now what I'm speaking might be wrong or sound weird. Obviously, like, I don't sound Spanish. I sound like I'm a white girl speaking Spanish. So now that I moved down here, I'm like, I should have, like, kept going with it, because it would have been so much more, like, helpful. Like, I can understand maybe, like, 70% of what someone's speaking or telling me, but, like, to say it back, I'm like, ooh.
Does it come to your mind and you just can't, like, let it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like what I'm saying might, like, it might be right, but they're going to be like, I don't understand, like, how are you pronouncing it like that?
Yeah.
So, I do think now, like, I should, like, relearn Spanish, or even, like, for 30 minutes a day, I should, like, study it, which sounds really dumb, but I'm sure there's, like, a YouTube video that
Duolingo.
I could watch.
It's I used it for French.
Okay.
Honestly, it worked. It's just I didn't keep going with it.
Yeah.
But when I was doing it, I would do it every day.
Yeah.
And I was actually learning, like, French stuff, which is awesome. I've always wanted to learn French.
That's so cool.
Maybe do Duolingo. It might help you out.
And the thing is, too, like, obviously, down here, like, I am hearing Spanish, I would say, pretty much every day. So it's not like French, I feel like, would be harder, because it's not like anyone speaking to you in French down here, so you're like, it's just me. But I do think it would be really helpful.
Definitely
learn, expand my horizons.
Or you just go to Miami. People won't care if you're talking to them in English. They'll just talk to you in Spanish. So,
but it's good. It's one of those things, like, especially, like, living in Ohio, like, you know other people speak different languages.
Right.
I just didn't know it was, like, so common. But that's also why I left Ohio, to, like, broaden my horizons and see different things and not be in, like, one space where there's, like, only really, like, similar thinking. Not that there's not amazing people. Like, I feel like Midwest people are really nice, but
just, like, being on your little egg, your little world.
You understand that other people speak different languages and there's different cultures. But I've said this before, like, in Ohio, like, people are different ethnicities, they have different religions, but it's just not as cultured. Like, down here, people are, like, very cultured. They're from different places. A lot of people, like, were born different places. So, like, they have, like, different traditions where I feel like maybe where I'm from, it, like, just weren't as, like, many traditions. I don't know.
It's
different. You're saying.
Yeah, it's just different. I get what you're saying. Like, even for me, moving to Orlando has been a big change.
Yeah.
Like, for me, this is, to be honest, like, this is, like, white city.
Really?
Yeah, this is, like, I didn't think that there was so many, like, white people in Orlando. I really didn't. So, in Miami, I mean, I just see a lot of Hispanics. Everyone's Hispanic. Like, Cuban, Nicaraguan, whatever. Like, they're from everywhere. So, for me, a white person was, like, oh, look, it's a white person.
Yeah,
coming here has been really cool, like, meeting people. To me, I like meeting people that are from, like that, like, Ohio and California and this and that. I'm like, that sounds awesome. Like, that sounds cool. It's like, it's a completely different world. But I think that's how you, like, learn about the world, and that's what makes you want to go to other places. Definitely.
Even in, like, that smallest sense. Like, just, I mean, who'd want to go to Ohio, really? But even just, like, those little things.
To visit, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every place has, like, somewhere nice that you want to go and see, so.
Yeah. Like, if you visited for, like, a couple of days, like, I could show you, oh, there's this place. But then, like, to live there, it's not as exciting as down here. Mm-hmm. Here's, like, crazy.
Yeah.
But not compared to Miami.
No, I like it here, though, more. Definitely. Yeah.
A little bit more chill.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. Have you decorated your apartment? Are you going to?
Okay, so it's funny you asked me. So last night, I didn't redo my apartment, but I just, like, deep cleaned everything and moved everything around.
I love that.
So it's, like, the most amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And I really love how it looks. Yeah. It looks so much better.
That's awesome.
Now, I will say I got the kitchen done, which obviously I didn't really, like, rearrange a bunch of stuff, but just, like, really clean the kitchen, clean the bathroom. I kind of redid our room and the living room, so it looks so much nicer. But then my, like, Dame Boss room or my beauty room, I need to now fix.
There's always one room, right, that you just kind of leave?
Yes, because the thing is, in my apartment, which is really good, all the pieces I have pretty much I can interchange between rooms. So I'll have, like, a little side table I'll put in the living room that I had in my Dame Boss room. Now I put it back in the living room. Like, all my stuff kind of, like, intermixes, which is good. So now I need to, like, change my Dame Boss room, my beauty room, and I also want it to be, like, I don't know, easier to use. But I really haven't decorated for the holidays.
Yeah.
But your tree looks so cute.
Thank you.
Mia, yeah, post a picture. It's so pretty.
I do. I need to post. I posted, like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And I never got around to, like, okay, let me do everything.
Is it? It's fake, right?
Yeah, it's fake.
It's so cute.
I was so scared because this is the tree that I put up in the other house.
Uh-huh.
And if you remember, the other house had 12-foot ceilings. Yeah. So I was like, oh, it's not going to fit. I mean, you can see that there's not a star or anything right there. They didn't fit, but aww. I'm thinking of putting, like, a bow or, like, a Santa hat. Because, like, the colors are kind of, you know, they're just Christmassy colors.
It's so cute. I love it. It's so holidays. I want to put a tree up. I'm supposed to be getting these, like, just little trees and putting up that light up. But I need to get them from my mom's house. So besides that, I really haven't decorated too much. But I need to.
I'm, like, obsessed with decorating. And, like, if it was up to me, I would have had decorated since, like, November 1st. Like, after October, I'm like, it's Christmas, I want to decorate. But my boyfriend's like, no, we need to do Thanksgiving. So we always compromise, like, mid-November.
Yeah. But it's nice to enjoy it. I love, like, it. Enjoy, like, a full, like, 6 weeks or so of it.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's so much work. It's so many, like, little things. And then to only have it for, like, 4 weeks.
And, yeah.
Like, come on.
Oh. It goes by so fast.
It does.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
That looks super cute.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy how it looks. And I'm really glad that, like, we were able to make it fit, like, with the size. Because we were like, well, maybe we could just take off that middle section. Yeah. And just put the top and the bottom. Yeah. But it was, like, really, really skinny. And then it would just come out like this. We're like, okay, it's not going to work. Yeah. As you can see, one of the babies likes to sleep under it.
Aww. Yeah. So cute. How many cats do you have?
Two. I want more.
Cat sanctuary. I want to be a
crazy cat lady.
Aww.
Yeah.
Once you get cats, it's, like, hard to stop, right?
Yeah, it is.
My sister has two.
Yeah?
And I'm waiting for her to adopt her third.
I'm, like, dying. I honestly, when I went to, when I got him, Leon, the little one, I went there for cat food.
Went for cat food, came back with the cat.
Yes.
No big deal.
No big deal. Just ignore the cat. We got the cat food. That's all that you need to worry about. Yeah, it kind of happened. It was during the time of the hurricane.
Aww.
And they brought all of them from Puerto Rico.
Aww.
Yeah. So they had, like, a huge abundance of cats. They had them at, like, buy one, get one free. They were just giving them away at that point.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there were so many of them.
So you're lucky you didn't come home with two.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. I'm like, you're lucky I didn't get two of them, so.
Aww. That's so hard, though, when you see that. You're like,
yeah.
Okay, fine. And cats are pretty low maintenance, right?
Yeah, they're really low maintenance. Like, their bathroom, they, I mean, they're already potty trained.
Yeah.
They just know that their little sand is where they go, and you have to clean the little sand.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's fine, and they're clean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they dig up what they do, so it doesn't really smell. And as long as you clean it every day, which is what I make sure I do, I just make sure I, like, always throw that out so it's not in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a problem with it. the little one is very maniacal. So he likes to like chew on stuff.
Aww.
Which I didn't have that issue with the big one.
Yeah.
So I have to be a little bit careful with what I leave around.
Yeah.
Because he'll chew on it.
Aww. Yeah. So listen here. None of that.
Yeah. I try to teach him, but I don't know. It's just his personality. He's just like that.
Aww.
But he's
feisty.
He's feisty. He is. He's crazy.
So cute. Mm-hmm.
You don't like cats?
I like cats. Mm. I've always grown up with, like, dogs, so mm-hmm. I think I'm more of a dog person.
Yeah.
But now that my sister has cats, I do like them, and mm-hmm. they're super nice. I just feel like, I don't know that I don't want to say that I could handle a cat or a dog right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm already such, like, a squirrel and have so much going on. I'm like, do I really need to babysit anyone else? I probably need to babysit myself first.
Yeah.
Then get my life together.
No, I get you. They're work. They're low maintenance, yeah. But they're still work, and they're still something that I have to, like, think about before I do anything. Like, if I want to go to Miami, I'm like, okay, well, I know I have to take them.
Yeah.
So, my mom loves cats.
Aww.
Now. She really wasn't a big fan at first, but now she loves them. So, I always take them with me. But I know that's something extra that I have to pack. Or if I want to go on a trip, who's going to take care of my cats? Who's going to come feed them? Because, all you need to really do is feed them. They have each other.
Yeah.
So, they don't get lonely.
Yeah.
But still, like,
you still have to think about them.
Yeah.
No,
so
it's true.
Not as easy as just like, oh, I decided to go somewhere today, I'm just gonna pick up and go.
Yeah.
No, you do have to consider, like, what about them? So.
Yeah, 100%. It's like little babies.
It is little babies. Aww. All right, Dames.
We're gonna sign off for today. Go through the Black Friday weekend, eat lots of food, and then we'll see you back on Cyber Monday. We're going to record.
Yes, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back Cyber Monday for sure.
Yep, and then don't forget our podcasts are going to go live Wednesday at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Though, if you're following us on social media, you might see the link early at 10.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, just depends when I wake up. I'm keeping it real. You know, I've been waking up pretty good, but I'm just saying, I really need to snooze.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like 10, if you're an exclusive listener, you'll get the first link, and then 11
on Twitter.
For the rest. Yeah, Twitter, maybe Instagram.
Maybe.
Stay tuned.
Maybe.
Have to be following us.
Definitely. You guys should follow us and always send us questions and stuff. Like, what do you guys want to hear about? What do you interested in? Mm-hmm. What tips do you have? We want to talk to you guys. We love talking to everybody.
100%. Like, social media is so great because you have access to so many people,
mm-hmm.
and all it takes is sending one DM, and that's literally how we started, and that's why we're sitting here today and we're friends and recording.
Yeah, you never know what's gonna happen, so send it over. Maybe we have you as a guest.
Yeah, that'd be really fun.
That'd be great. Love that.
Doesn't matter how many followers you have or what you do, like, talking to other people and gaining more knowledge is, we're here, we're open.
Yeah, everybody always has something, like, a story, and we want to hear it.
100%. You guys have an amazing holiday, and we'll see you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.